With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's employers have added nearly 200,000 jobs last month. In a sign, the economy and the job market are still expanding despite higher interest rates.
The Labor Department report shows many employers are still hiring, with 199,000 jobs added for November, although some were because thousands of striking auto workers and actors returned to work. The unemployment rate dropped from 3.9 to 3.7%. The number of people receiving unemployment benefits has risen, as many of the jobs are concentrated in only a few sectors: healthcare, restaurants, hotels, and government. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The president's son, Hunter Biden, indicted on tax charges in California as a special counsel investigation into his business dealings intensifies. The indictment, including three felonies and six misdemeanors. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. and Iraqi officials say a rocket attack at the sprawling U.S. embassy in Baghdad has caused minor material damage, but no casualties.
An Iraqi security official says 14 Katyusha rockets were fired on Friday, of which some struck near one of the embassy's gates, while others fell in the river. A U.S. military official says rockets hit the vicinity of Union 3 that houses offices of the U.S.-led coalition. Iran-backed militias in Iraq have claimed responsibility for dozens of attacks that have targeted bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began 2 months ago. The embassy is in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, which houses Iraqi government buildings and embassies as well. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up fractionally now. The NASDAQ is losing 10 points. This is SRN News. The FDA promotes transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The agency is encouraging the Research Institute for Gender Therapeutics to conduct tests on a new puberty-blocking hormone for boys, suggesting that government approval for such a drug might be forthcoming in the future. So far, the Food and Drug Administration has never approved a medication specifically to help children live as the opposite sex. The drugs currently used for that purpose are actually designed to treat actual diseases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new law has been passed in Denmark's parliament that makes it illegal to desecrate any religious text in the country. That vote on Thursday came after a recent string of public desecrations of the Koran by a handful of activists sparked angry demonstrations in Muslim countries. Those who violate the new statute in Denmark face fines of up to 2 years in prison. This is SRN News. In health news, if you're suffering debilitating chronic fatigue syndrome, you're certainly not alone.
3.3 million Americans are suffering along with you, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's a larger number than previous studies suggested and is likely boosted by those who are dealing with long COVID. Chronic fatigue is characterized by at least 6 months of severe exhaustion, not helped by bed rest. There is no cure, no blood test or scan to enable a quick diagnosis. Rich Thomason reporting.
Michigan State University Board of Trustees unanimously approving the next president, Kevin Guskovitz, was voted in. He's been the chancellor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill for the past 4 years. The previous president, Samuel Stanley Jr., resigned last October. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.